This court sentences you to 30 days. Next case, bailiff.
Odyssey Municipal Court, docket number 33133, petition for sentence reduction. F. Bailey Babcock, representing.
Yes, Your Honor, that's us.
All right, Mr. Babcock, make your case.
Your Honor, my client has served half of his sentence without objection or complaint. But the terms of his sentence have made it almost impossible for him to earn a living. That must be construed as cruel and unusual punishment. Further, he has gone from being a productive member of society to being a burden on the community. Surely this wasn't the court's intention when it handed down its judgment.
Surely. What solution do you propose?
We humbly request that his sentence be reduced to time served, and that he be allowed to once again pursue his livelihood.
I see. Well, his record shows exemplary behavior, and since his conviction was of a strictly nonviolent nature, I'll consent to your request. Sentence is hereby reduced to time served. That means you're free to go, Mr. Rathbone?
Huh? Free? I'm free? You mean that's it? No more picking up trash or cleaning the park?
Nope. Congratulations.
Hey, you did it, Babcock. Hey, I want to thank you. And thank you, Your Honor. And I just want to say...
Please, Mr. Rathbone, don't say anything. Just go before I change my mind.
Come on, Bart. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Next case, bailiff.
Docket number 33134, People versus Lyle Erickson.
Bart? Bart, slow down. Where are you going in such a rush?
Where am I going? Where do you think? I'm going to get my store back from Edwin Blackguard.
You want to what?
Buy back the Electric Palace from you.
Surely you jest.
Surely I don't. Edwin, I told you before, I really love this place and I want it back. Now, I'll give you his $5,000 down and pay you off the rest.
Where did you get $5,000?
Well, let's just say I put it away for a rainy day. Look, who cares where I got it? The point is, I have it, and I'm willing to give it to use. What do you say? Is it a deal?
In a word, no.
No?
No.
But
however, the store is doing well, thanks in no small part to your management. And you are therefore more than welcome to stay on, if you so choose.
Yeah, but listen...
Bart, you really caught me at a bad time. I'm on my way to the Harlequin Theater to rehearse my new production. One of my greatest roles, Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. If you'll excuse me. Shakespeare, the car!
Right out back, sir.
Ah, well then, the door!
Opening it now, sir.
Farewell, faithful Bart. A flight of angels sing thee to thy rest, and be sure to lock up when you leave. Ta-ta!
Be sure to lock up when you leave. Ta-ta! Oh, ta-ta him. There has got to be a way for me to get this store back. It's my inheritance. Yeah, but I am the one who built it up. I'm the guy who turned it into something to be proud of, and then Regis gives it to you free and clear. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, not free and clear. Inheritance, that's it, inheritance. Where's the phone? Oh, Barty boy, sometimes you really outdo yourself. Hello, operator? Would you get me the number for the Internal Revenue Service, please? That's right, the IRS.
How now, Shylock? What news among the merchants? Tell us, do you hear whether Antonio have had any loss at sea or no?
Ha! A bankrupt! A prodigal who dares scarce show his head on the Rialto. A beggar that used to come so smug upon the mart. Let him look to his bond.
Why, I am sure if he forfeit, thou wilt not take his flesh. What's that good for?
If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge.
Bravo! Bravo! That was wonderful!
Well, thank you very much, whoever you are, but I wasn't finished yet.
Oh, sorry. Are you Mr. Edwin Blackguard?
The one and only. Who are you?
My name is Leech.
I'm so sorry.
My card.
Harold J. Leach, Internal Revenue Service.
You from the IRS?
I'm a field agent.
What can I do for you, Mr. Leach?
My office has learned that you recently inherited some property. A store called the Electric Palace?
Yes, but I paid the property tax on it.
Oh, we know. Unfortunately, what you haven't paid is the inheritance tax.
Inheritance tax?
Yes, I have the bill right here.
$5,000?
No, wait. Let me see that. Oh, sorry. There, that's right.
Well, I should think so. $10,000.